And we welcome you into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN, on a Thursday morning, talking today here with Jason Smith, who is the president and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. It's always good to talk to you, Jason.
It is great to be here, as always. Good to see you fellas on a beautiful day. I would say Chamber of Commerce weather about 10 degrees cooler.
Would be
than
nice.
What we're planning.
Yeah.
But
I don't like to break a sweat, especially if you're wearing a blazer like you are
today.
When
you wear a suit, you want it to be a little cooler.
Yeah.
And a little less muggy. But I'm not going to complain because,
hey, did you notice he's wearing purple?
Purple's good.
Pulled out the purple.
You're really
today.
Fitting in.
I love purple.
Okay,
it's a good color for me.
I know we're going to talk a little bit about Country Stampede, but I've been telling listeners this morning, if you're going to Country Stampede, show some support and wear purple.
I'm with you.
Okay. All right. You chamber types, you need to share that with everybody.
We'll get that out.
All right.
Well, very good. Obviously, that's kind of been the topic of discussion here for everybody in the community here with the announcement that there's going to be a major announcement here later this morning. I don't know specifics yet here, but this is a big deal for Manhattan because it's been in the community for so long, 23 years going, and the potential for it to move permanently, it could be a big hurt.
Yeah, it is important. It's important to our staff. Our staff has bled with Country Stampede over the years and worked diligently to make sure that it's been the success that it is today, and then to our members and the community in general. It's always interesting. I've never really been involved where you have an announcement that you're going to have an announcement, right? I mean, that was peculiar, but so we don't know anything official either. We're waiting to hear an official announcement, and so anything that I would say in regards to that would be speculation, and it's probably not fair to anyone involved. I will say a couple things that I think, just for clarification and just to clear up any misconceptions about what's going on. Country Stampede is a standalone business. They are their own business. In fact, as we talked beforehand, they're chamber members. They're not part of the city. They're not part of the chamber. They're not. So this is not a situation where any of those entities have control over what they do or don't do. And so that is obviously something that I think is important for everyone to understand moving into this. And then the second thing is the amount, and I touched on it briefly, but the amount of effort and work in general that particularly our Convention Visitors Bureau staff has done over the years to help that organization through difficult times, startup, successful times. I mean, as for those that don't know, I've been here 3 months, and I made a comment a month ago that I had never seen an organization work as hard on one event as I have the Convention Visitors Bureau in Manhattan working with the historically have worked with Country Stampede, to the point that the staff goes sets up chairs. I've never seen that where a CVB staff for an event will actually go out and physically help them set up and tear, particularly one that large, right? We have supported them through the years, 23 years, as you mentioned. We were there at startup. We've been there through the hard times. We've been there through the good times. So obviously there is a lot of angst and anxiety from them and our members. And so, we'll see what happens.
I think one of the things, and you touch base a little bit about the staff, but there's lots of people that volunteer that the staff coordinates
right.
that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are in this area that work the Country Stampede, and from security, taking tickets, and that's expensive. That's a loss for them and their own revenue. And we talk, you look at the economic impact, but there's a lot of personal impact as well for literally hundreds of people that work Country Stampede, and that's a difficult pill for a lot of people to swallow. If that is the case that it's moving permanently.
Well, I think just moving this year,
was
an extremely difficult situation for a lot of people. And we, again, the chamber has a number of businesses who have partnership agreements with Stampede, and so they have been impacted this year. This community loves that event, and we'll see what the announcement is, but we're watching it as well as everyone else.
And one of the things that I've noticed in the various media reports at this press conference, it's the mayor of Topeka, it's the CVB, and Heartland Motorsports. I haven't seen anybody say the Country Stampede is going to be there.
Yeah, I don't know. And so,
I mean, that by not mentioning that, that does make you wonder what the situation is, if it's just a pitch to try to keep Country Stampede in Topeka, or if it's actually a contract.
Yeah. Well, somebody that has been in this business for over two decades, that would be an unusual way to set up a pitch.
Wouldn't it?
So, I don't know. We'll see. It's obviously something that we wish maybe if whatever the announcement is, we wish they would have just come out and made the announcement and not set up this scenario where, you know, hey, 24 hours from now, we're going to make an announcement.
Yeah.
And so then you set off speculation. And I just think that's unfortunate. And I wish that had been handled differently. But it doesn't change the facts. And we'll continue to monitor it and see if there's opportunities. And if there is, we're going to be on it. And just speculating. And again, I said I wasn't going to do that. But if it's not the best news, then we'll start thinking about move forward and start thinking about what's next.
I do some work out at Country Stampede, and I was out at the grounds yesterday, and there's not a tree in sight. I know that's one of the charms of being at the River Pond State Park, because there's plenty of shade. That's going to be an interest aspect for a lot of people that attend Country Stampede.
Yeah, and just generally overall, the music industry is so different today than it was, as you all know. You're in it every day. It's so different than it was 25 years ago. I just was talking about this a few weeks ago. And if you think about how we take in music now and stream, and where we used to buy CDs, or people as old as me would buy records and cassette tapes.
Eight tracks.
I don't think I ever bought eight tracks. I didn't like to skip in the middle of a song.
Oh, right, but in the middle of Boston's long time foreplay and long time. That was
yeah.
And Paradise by the Dashboard Lights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was heartbreaking.
That was always very frustrating.
Very much.
But how artists received money was completely different then, and so you would have situations, and I've heard this from the Stampede people, where when they started, they would get an agreement from an artist, and part of that agreement was they wouldn't perform within a 100, 200 mile radius for a period of 1 or 2 years. And that really created more anxiousness and excitement about the event. Well, today, because of the change in how artists make money, they tour a lot more, they do a lot more shows, they play a lot more smaller venues. And so you may have an artist here that may have been within an hour or 2 hours drive three or four times in the last 2 years. And that just changes the dynamics. And so I think overall concerts and festivals and those kind of things are constantly in flux. And we've talked about this in here before. And that's, it's really easy for a community to look at themselves and say, hey, we've got it made, we've got things rolling, things are going in our direction, and so why don't we just sit back and take it easy for a while? Well, I think it's always important to remember that unfortunately nothing stays the same, and things are always changing, and the economics of things are always changing, and I've dealt in communities a number of times where you have plant closures, and those are devastating because, as you mentioned, with the people involved with Stampede, but in a business, those are people who are employed, and now all of a sudden they don't have a job and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. So communities always have to be moving forward, always have to be thinking about the next step, always have to be thinking about what the next big thing is. And so that's why we think it's important, why we continue to not only fund our tourism efforts so that we can continue to bring in more events and more meetings. So our businesses will have a steady stream of business, but also our economic development program so that we can continue to increase the number of jobs and investment in this community.
And Jason, I know you had spent some time in Lincoln, Nebraska, and there is a tremendous amount of folks that come to Country Stampede from the state of Nebraska. And I don't know if you are aware of that, but, I suppose that's almost a straight shot down from Lincoln
to
go to Topeka for whatever that's worth.
Well, actually, it's easier to come here than it is Topeka from Lincoln. Yeah, because you have to go over to Nebraska City, and I drove that road many times. but you know, we'll see. I mean, it'll be interesting to see the numbers this year. It'll be interesting to see if they create any more awareness and opportunities in Kansas City, because obviously that would be a lot closer to Kansas City.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, you know, I believe Manhattan is great, and I believe the area out at Tuttle Creek has shown that they can host major events, and I think we did a wonderful job hosting and have done a wonderful job hosting Country Stampede, and we'll continue to look forward to hosting that if that's the decision they make. If there's an alternate decision, then we'll find the next event to bring here and hopefully have the same kind of impact on the community.
And we talk so much about how it's a competitive, you know, city to city. It's so competitive here for anything, business, economics, economic development here. And this is just another classic example of that here with Topeka and Manhattan.
Yeah, it is. And again, I don't know that this was a city versus city. I mean, I think there may be some other things in play here. But I sent a note to one of our board members today and reminded him 5 years ago, I think, the Kansas Department of Ag basically moved their headquarters from downtown Topeka to Kansas State campus. And that was close to 200 new jobs that were brought in from Topeka into Manhattan. So we were definitely on the right side of that, in terms of impact. You know, and that's a difficult scenario, you know, you have to, as a state and as a community, you have to weigh the pros and cons of getting into those kind of things. We have to continually be aware that not only do we have to try to attract new, but we have to understand that people are trying to attract ours as well. And so we always have to be diligent and working hard and making sure that we're doing everything we need to do. I think the good news in this case, just based on my experience and how I've seen convention visitors bureaus, chambers, community volunteers, businesses treat events, that I don't think anyone can say that there's anything that Manhattan has done or hasn't done that would create a negative in terms of how Country Stampede views Manhattan. And so somebody will notice that, and whether it's Country Stampede by staying or another event, I don't think there's anything that we have reason to hang our heads over.
All right. We'll take a break, come back, much more with Jason Smith from the Manhattan Chamber after this on News Radio KMAN.
Blueville Nursery's Garden Store carries